Good morning. My name is Laura Douglas. I'm the Director of Religious Education and proud to be here at this church. I'd like to read for you the opening words. They're written by Rebecca Edmondson Lang. Come into this place. Come into this place which we make holy by our presence. Come in with all your vulnerabilities and strengths, fears and anxieties, loves and hopes. For here you need not hide, nor pretend, nor to be anything other than what you are and who you are called to be. Come into this place where we can touch and be touched, heal and be healed, forgive and be forgiven. Come into this place where the ordinary is sanctified, the human is celebrated, the compassionate is expected. Come into this place. Together, we make it a holy place. Well, it's time for Thanksgiving. I'll tell you what I'm grateful for, at least one thing. I'm grateful for the staff who direct our programs here, Laura Douglas, Brent Baldwin, who are today demonstrating their agility and flexibility by taking on roles that they don't normally take on. We are also very grateful for our volunteer speakers today. This is a multi-generational service. I don't think you've had something like this for a while, and so you might want to consider it as a work in progress. We do hope that the children will stay with their families in their family units today, but for the very young and very restless, there is a place in the gallery for the families to go, for the children to play, and for the adults to keep track of the service. I'm inviting each family to come to use the central microphone. I think we'll manage the level of the microphone better that way. And I'd like to ask the Bailey Miller family to come forward and tell us what you are thankful for.
I'm thankful for my mom, and I also love her because she loves me all the time.
My name's Vicki Bailey Miller, and I am thankful for a spicy soul Thanksgiving. And the reason why I'm thankful for that was the Thanksgiving of 1990. And for Geneva. I'm thankful for Geneva. That was the Thanksgiving. That was a Thanksgiving of 1990, and it was a special Thanksgiving because it was the first time that I was responsible for cooking the meal. Up until that time, my mother had cooked, my father had cooked, my sister, my brother. But due to these strange circumstances, it was my turn, my other sister and I. And we called it a spicy soul Thanksgiving because we put barbecue sauce on the turkey. And the reason why we did that is we said everybody loves anything that's, you know, doused in barbecue sauce. They'll, you know, suck the bones, so no matter how, you know, it is, they'll eat it. But we made turkey, and we made the collard greens, and we made the macaroni and cheese, and the cornbread, and the sweet potato pie. And what was so memorable about that first meal that I cooked was it was the first time that I really appreciated the process and how important the meal is and the love, the time, the energy, and the effort that goes into that meal. So what I would ask each of you is on Thursday, when you have that meal, make sure you kiss the cook. Give them a big hug and thank them, whether it's your mother, your sister, your brother, your father, your grandfather, the chef at the restaurant, the director of RE. Make sure you say thank you for that love, that time, that commitment. Mm-hmm. Happy Thanksgiving and love to everybody.
My name is Brian Miller. Vicki and Geneva and I have a simple grace that we say at home before dinner. We give thanks for our food. We give thanks for our family. We give thanks for our friends. And to me, That sort of sums up the spirit of Thanksgiving, but there's even more. There's a lot of abundance at Thanksgiving. And 3 years ago today, I think, we moved from New England, from Massachusetts to Austin, and we had the joy to be able to visit my brother in Houston, and he hosted us for Thanksgiving. And so that was our first Thanksgiving here in Texas. And I think back also to our first Thanksgiving together, Vicki and I, and it was at Vicki's house. And in those days, we would get together at her house, and then sometimes we'd travel to her brother's house, who's also a phenomenal cook, and then we'd go to my parents' house. But this year, it was Thanksgiving, and they were serving spicy soul Thanksgiving, and I was amazed and overjoyed because there was not only turkey, but there were ribs, there was ham. I think there was also fried chicken. So I really enjoyed everything. I enjoyed the abundance. And then I forgot that later on we were going to my parents' house, and I got there, and I think I did a couple of laps around the neighborhood so that I could enjoy my mother's cooking as well. And so to me, the Thanksgiving is really not only about giving thanks, but also sharing thanks and sharing the abundance. And I hope that as we continue together as a community and as a church, we will remember to find, share, and celebrate and give thanks for our abundance.
And now I'd like to ask John Payne, Roseanne Reeser, and Louise Reeser to come and tell us what they are thankful for.
My name is Louise Reeser. I am blessed to be here with my daughter and son-in-law, a wonderful son-in-law for whom I'm very thankful. He took my car to be repaired last week and brought it back with a full gas tank and it had been washed. Now, how about that? At this point in my life, when I look at the things that I'm thankful for, my life has changed a lot in the last few years since I moved to Austin. The live music capital of the world, you can't beat it. The two girls who played here this morning, when you come to church and hear Brian bounce out with the gather the spirit, that's music to my soul. And I am grateful that I still have the capacity to enjoy it. I went to the symphony last night. Wow. This is a wonderful place to be, and I'm very grateful to be here. Thank you.
Oh, great. good morning. I'm Roseanne Reeser. I'm Louise's daughter, and like Geneva, I'm thankful for my mother because she loves me all the time.
Oh, yes.
And I'm also thankful for my husband, who loves me most of the time. Not true. Who I met at this church. So I'm very thankful for all of you. This is a wonderful community with whom to share our lives, to share to just the gift of life, to be able to love and to grieve together is such a blessing. Thank you.
Do I have to cry? Okay, well, I was thinking about the difference. I mean, I have gratitude. I carry gratitude with me. I try to express it in taking care of this place, the building, and the people in it. But I think the real deal with Thanksgiving is you say it. You don't just do it. So it's really noticed, and people can... really encounter the feeling when you say it. If you just go about your daily business, sometimes it gets lost. I found this, I'm grateful I found this little thing in a magazine yesterday. It says, "The mind is a problem-solving machine that scurries desperately through the past and future, looking for something to worry about." And I think gratitude is the antidote to that. So, thank you all.
And now I'd like to ask Chris Jimerson and Wayne Bachman to come forward and tell us what you're thankful for.
So we both knew we were going to be nervous, so we both wrote ours out. So if nothing else, we could just read it. So, and I'm thankful that Wayne's going first.
I didn't trust myself to be able to think on my feet, so I wrote all this out. Check out this font. You can read it from the back. I have a great deal to be thankful for. Believe me, I think about this every day. Sometimes I think I'm the luckiest man alive, and if it all ended tomorrow, I would have very few regrets. When I was a boy, I had two great dreams. I wanted to be a doctor, and I wanted to see the world. I've done both. I didn't dream about falling in love and sharing my life with someone. Little boys don't think about those things very much. But that happened too, and I count it at the top of my list of things for which I am thankful. Chris and I met for the first time at a meeting of the research organization he worked for. I saw a young man with deep blue eyes, uncombed blonde hair, a wrinkled shirt, and a loose tie hanging oddly off to one side. I remember when I first saw him that for a time I actually stopped breathing. I fell instantly, and it turns out permanently, in love. That was almost 19 years ago. In those years, we have built and navigated our lives together. We've had lean times and prosperous times. We've survived illnesses, loss of loved ones, hurricanes, car wrecks, fires, lousy jobs, an earthquake, and George W. Bush. Always together, always supporting each other. Our relationship works because we work at it. When we have problems, we talk them out. Chris and I are best friends. We enjoy being together. My partnership with Chris is the thing for which I am most thankful. When I was about 5 years old, my grandfather and I walked the red dirt fields of his western Oklahoma farm and talked about the notion that one day I would become a doctor. My grandfather, whom I worshipped, never had an opportunity for an education. He wanted me to have one. Medicine was all I ever wanted to do. I've loved almost every day of it. I frequently remind myself what an honor and an incredible privilege it is. I can't think of anything more rewarding to have spent my life. I could go on much longer. My list is long. I guess the bottom line is that I am grateful for life itself. It's been a good one. I really am a very lucky man.
Well, I have so much to be thankful for that it's hard to know where to begin. I'm thankful that I'm living a life that feels like a great adventure. Thankful for time spent traveling the world, but also much time spent in quiet solitude at home. Thankful that I stumbled into a life of doing nonprofit work where I can hope that my work might make a difference. I am thankful that my church and my theater and my work are all activities that fulfill and stimulate both my artistic and spiritual side, as well as the side of me that actually likes doing math. And the side which is still trying to figure out our church balance sheet. I'm thankful to Wayne that he still puts up with me and my unkempt hair and wrinkled shirts, that he has sometimes been willing to be, as he says it, first a nonprofit widower, then a theater widower, and now a church widower. I am forever grateful that I had the good fortune to find Wayne because he helps me so much on that journey towards trying to become the fullest and best person I can be. We so often hear those phrases, our other half, our better half. I am so lucky to love someone who works with me so that we each, instead, can become not one, but two more fully realized individuals sharing our journeys together. I'm thankful that in May, despite our plane nearly catching on fire and having to make an emergency landing in Cheyenne, Wyoming, Wayne and I eventually made it to Vancouver, where we got legally married. At least in Canada. So, I am so thankful that we found this church, this congregation of great and wonderful friends, this beautiful sanctuary. But I'm also grateful that I have another sanctuary, the life and home Wayne and I have built together with our two extremely spoiled Basenji dogs. A friend of ours calls them our little furry children. On a cold night not long ago, we had the fireplace going and the lights down. I was laying on the couch covered by a blanket. One Basenji had crawled under the blanket and curled up between my legs. The other was sleeping by my feet. Wayne was sitting in the chair next to me. We watched the fire, sometimes talking, often just sharing the moments together in loving silence. If you have never experienced a night by the fire, two loving critters curled up with you and the person you love most in the world there at your side, try it sometime. It will turn a committed old atheist at least somewhat agnostic. It feels holy, and for that, I am more than thankful. Thanks.
And now I'd like to ask the Heidel family to come forward. That's Chris, Toby, and Maya.
Yes, and we're grateful for the sleepover. This is Evie Windham. She's the daughter of Andy and Dwayne Windham, and she's going to help Maya out this morning.
We're going to recite a poem that we made.
My name is Evie.
My name is Maya.
I am thankful
for my friends,
my family,
my home,
my food,
the children's choir at church.
I'm thankful first and foremost for my health. 2 years ago, I dissected my carotid artery while taking trapeze lessons, of all things. And then I spent 9 days in the hospital on stroke watch and didn't really know what was going to happen after that. Found out I had an autoimmune disorder while I was there, and subsequent months found out I had a series of food sensitivities, and it's just been one health thing after another. So for the next 9 months, you know, my prognosis was unclear, and during this time I felt very angry and uncertain, and I learned how to recognize what was important to me and what wasn't. And then early this year, Maya had her own health problems that we were worrying about, and it feels like finally everything is behind us, and I'm grateful now to be past all of the uncertainty and to have a healthy family. In addition, I'm ever thankful for my family. Toby and I celebrated 20 years together this week. And Maya is our heart, and I couldn't imagine our lives without her spark of joy. And there is so much more to be thankful for. We have 3 growing businesses, tons of friends, a loving church family. We're grateful for our Open Minds Covenant group that we meet with every Sunday morning. And then, of course, the opportunity to live here in Austin.
So great. My wife just, oh my, stuff. What am I supposed to say now? You just said it all. I have a job where I often see things that aren't so great, and I always thought that sort of made me more appreciative of what I had. And then, like Chrissy said, 2 years ago, day after Thanksgiving, we became much more appreciative of what we had, and me personally. Just like Chrissy said, the last 2 years have been fairly difficult in our household, but I also feel like we've sort of turned a corner recently and gained some perspective that we didn't have before, even if we thought we did. I'm thankful for that.
I'd like to read the parting words, closing words. These were written by Michael Schuller. We have reached the end of the this time for the gathering of memory and for letting the imagination play with future possibilities. We have enjoyed magic moments and edified each other. Shall it be concluded then? Or will this adventure, now commenced, continue in the unending quest of love more perfect, the joyous struggle for meaning more sufficient, and life more abundant? Is this ending to be an ending or merely prelude to a new, more glorious beginnings? I pose the question. In your heart lies the answer.